Well, hello there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and there's one thing we're certain of here at the Take Two family, and that is we absolutely are committed to prayer. We love prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. We have seen miracles. We absolutely trust in Jesus when we do our part through prayer. And today is our urgent prayer request show. We do two prayer shows a month. The beginning of the month, it's whom or what are you praying for? And then towards the middle of the month, it's more the urgent prayer requests, things that we need immediately that we can really, you know, ramp up our prayers and kind of get them, you know, super focused on what we need, okay? Because a lot of us, we have very specific needs and we need God to come through for us right now. So that's why we say, God, we need you now. So urgent prayer requests, fill up the phone lines. Real simple. You can call or text us with your prayers. I'd love to speak to you though. You can keep details private, names of people and things of that nature. But if you do feel comfortable and give us the first name of the person or people that you want to pray for, we would appreciate that because we do like to pray specifically. So here's how it works. You just call this number and Matt is waiting to answer the call. We got Michael at the controls and it's showing that Tom's on social media today. I just want to get clarification on that. Is it Tom? Because I see that on the document. We'll double check that. And you can call or text to 1-8. It's Rich. Okay, it's Rich. It kind of goes between Tom and Rich sometimes. So it's Rich today. So, okay, Tom is probably listening and Rich is doing the social media monitoring. So waving to everybody. Hi, guys. Yes, I'm feeling better. I got a little bit of a raspy voice only because I've been on air since very early this morning. So I'm excited to do this show because I have a lot of prayers. I added, let's see, 1, 2, 3, the first four lines of the prayer book is things that I'm praying for personally and privately, and also things going on in my family and things going on with friends. So I put that all in the first four lines. Also too, for everyone from the Take Two family that was praying for our dear, wonderful Father John, who went into surgery, I just got word today by a text. Father John did great. He got through the surgery. So Father, if you're listening, we love you. Stay strong. Get all healed up so, you know, we can hear you back out in ministry again and all the great things that you're doing. We love you, Father John. And so thank you to the Take Two family for praying. He got through surgery well, and he's a dear friend of the shows. Okay. Also, a lot of you were asking if we're praying for the all of the people affected in Venezuela from the earthquakes. Absolutely. We understand the death toll is up to 4,829 souls. And that's rough. That's just when I think about how many people lost their lives through the earthquakes or for different things that related to the earthquakes in Venezuela. It's just so sad. But there were a lot of heroic stories, a lot of miracles that have come out of Venezuela as well. So if you see some of those stories floating on social media, you know, God is good and comes through in so many ways. But we are praying for all those that have lost their lives and those that are affected by it from the earthquakes in Venezuela. So we put that in the prayer book. Also, I also kept Jerry Usher. I kept Jerry Usher in the prayer book because he's in the 30-day silent retreat. He took our prayer intentions with him, so it's only fair that we remember him as well in our prayer book. So it's God, we need you now. And I'm going to get to Susie in just a moment. I want to give the number, call or text to this number. Leave your urgent prayer requests with us. Please try to be specific because we really go big with God. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are live today on this beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I'll be talking more about that during when we come back from a break. But I want to hear from you. 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you have something you want us to pray for, now is the time to call in or text in. Susie, first time caller from Texas on Sirius XM 130. Susie's first for our urgent prayer request show. Hello, Susie. Welcome to the program.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
I was asking for prayers for my son, Adam. He has really bad anxiety. I've never seen it so bad like this on any of my kids. I have four kids. And also for my nephew, he's got really bad anxiety. He just recently got, well, he's had it since he was born. Mm-hmm. But right now he's got it, broke up with a girl, and mm-hmm. he is taking it really hard. He's just putting himself down, like, really bad. And then the girl that broke up with him told him things that made him look down on himself. And I really am needing to pray for him, like, really, because I think it's really, or just because he doesn't live close to us, he moved out of town, mm-hmm. and so he doesn't really have anybody where he's at, no family or anybody over there where he lives at. Mm-hmm. And so I really think that he needs the prayer.
Right, right. So this is your nephew, John, we're praying for. I put John in the book. I put your son, Adam. Are they getting some professional help through this, Susie? Do you know?
My son is. I'm taking him. I even stopped working to be with him because it was that bad.
Okay.
To where I needed to stop working at a job at the school. And I worked there for 15 years, and I said, no, my son comes first. I need to take care of him. Mm. And so I am taking him to doctors, and he's getting treated, and he's doing a lot better, but he can be borderline, still can't feel comfortable to go back to work. And my nephew, I'm not sure, he's not getting help right now. I don't know. I just talked to my sister, and I let her know that he does need help with that, because she can't do it by himself. The way I heard her talking to me, I really think he does need the help.
Okay. Well, it's good that your son is getting professional help. And Susie, you're an amazing mom. I mean, to push your job aside to take care of your son, that's beautiful. So we've got you in the prayer book as well, Susie, for the strength to get through this. Please keep us posted. We will be praying. We will go to Our Lady. We will pray rosaries. I know we have many of the Take Two family will get into fasting, and so that'll really help. So Susie, be assured of our prayers, and thank you for calling. You hear the music. When I come back, more of your urgent prayer requests today on Take Two. This is our urgent prayer request show. God, we need you now. We believe in the power of prayer. If you have a praise report, please call it in, because we always want to thank God, and it builds trust and confidence. It lets us really walk together with just a solid spiritual life as we develop it around prayer. So we do want to hear from you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. You can call or text to this same number, okay? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And on the break, I got some messages coming in. Do we pray for this the unborn? Yes, we pray for the we pray for those who have been the babies that have been aborted. We pray for the souls in purgatory. We pray for those pregnant moms that are carrying their children. We pray for them. We pray for families. We pray. These are general intentions that we pray for. That we pray for the souls that don't have anybody to pray for them. We pray for souls that are going through cancer treatment right now. We pray for souls that have are recovering from a broken relationship, a divorce, or something of that nature. We pray for those who have lost people, loved ones. So we pray. These are the general categories that are in the book on a regular basis. I want to let everybody know that. And then we're adding our personal and private intentions as well, if you're able to share. And if you're not able to share, you know, you have the intention of being part of this. Okay, so God knows what's in your heart. So take comfort in that. And I'm reading everything, and I've got multiple screens going, so I'm trying to get everybody in the prayer book. I just want Take Two family to know we never forget. the aborted children. We never forget the souls in purgatory. We never do. Okay. So I feel take comfort in that. Okay. I wanted to share this. My days are in your hands, men and women in the footsteps of Jesus. What does it mean to encounter Jesus, to answer the call to holiness? Cardinal Fernando Filoni explores salvation history for answers in My Days Are in Your Hands, Men and Women in the Footsteps of Jesus. In these pages, one of the church's leading shepherds walks you through the lives of great saints and biblical figures who willingly gave their lives to God. My Days Are in Your Hands by Cardinal Fernando Filoni. It's the latest release from EWTN Publishing, now available at EWTNRC.com. Or you can call and order it, 205-271-2990. Okay, I wanted to also share, you know what? I'll do it on the next break about Our Lady of Mount Carmel, only because this is such a special feast day for me and my family. My aunt, who was a Dominican sister and passed away earlier this year, her birthday was yesterday. Her birthday would have been yesterday. And she took the name Sister Carmel. And so that's why we're very close to this feast day in my family. And so, you know, the brown scapular, all of it, this title for Our Lady is so important to my particular family. And so I just wanted to share, I'll share on the next break a little bit more of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Okay. Let's get to Rindy. Rindy's in Falls Church, Virginia, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Rindy. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I am currently trying to prayerfully discern, if I should leave my job and stay at home with my children. I'm currently on maternity leave with my fifth child, and it ends at the end of August, so I don't think it was a coincidence that I got into the van to go pick up my older daughter today from vacation Bible school. And the topic of the show was urgent prayer requests, because I've been praying every night and I said a rosary yesterday for this intention, and really just need a sign from God if quitting my job is and staying home with my children is the right decision. I have, you know, historically, I've been at this company for 10 years. It's been a very difficult job to walk away from, just because they've been very good to me. I make a very good salary and I'm able to help provide for my family in that regard. But I feel like, you know, there's something missing, and in my heart, I need to give this time to my family, but just need a sign from God. And I would really appreciate your prayers for this intention. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You got it. Absolutely. And so you recently just gave birth to your fifth child. Did I hear that correctly?
Correct. Yes. She's 2 months old.
Oh, congratulations. that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. So I put this you actually want a real definite, clear sign if you should go back to work outside the home, or stay home with the five children. Okay, can I ask you just a couple questions? And as we pray for this for you, have you talked to your husband about this?
Yes, I have. He says yes, quit your job. He's fully supportive of that. It's just kind of the financial piece that has my mind spinning. We live in a very expensive part of the country. We live in Northern Virginia, suburb of D.C., and things would be very, very tight if I were to give up my income. And, but I understand that I just want a clear sign from God, because if that is His will, then I want to do that. And I know that He will provide for our family, even if things are tight. So I just really need a definite answer, from Him in some way or another.
Okay. You know, I understand. And you are Catholic?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So a couple things you want to do. When do you have to make the decision to go back?
My leave is scheduled to end August 25th. So soon, okay. Sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Probably within the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So do you have a particular saint that you go to, a go-to saint that you've always felt very close to, that you feel like has responded to you and your family, maybe to one of your children? Do you have a particular go-to saint?
I don't, actually. I'm a recent convert, 3 years ago, so I'm still learning a lot about the faith, and see if you have any recommendations of a saint that I could ask for their intercession.
Absolutely. Well, we're on our feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel today, okay? So I would definitely go to St. Therese, the Little Flower. Do a novena to St. Therese of the Little Flower, okay? And ask St. Therese, you know, typically you'll get various signs like a flower, a rose, you know, something of that nature. You'll get various signs, but some people do, some people don't. But St. Therese is very active. Can you share with us what you took as a confirmation name? Did you take a confirmation name when you came into the church?
Yes, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
Oh, nice. Okay. You can go to Elizabeth Ann Seton then if you want to, because that's your confirmation name. But St. Therese, I think, is also very appropriate because we're on the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and she was a Carmelite, okay? So I would definitely ask her intercession. There's also another Carmelite, it's St. Mary of Jesus Crucified, I believe, St. Mariam Barodi, and she's out of the Holy Land. It's Saint, and let me ask Michael, my producer, just to look up her actual name. It's her real name is, I believe, Mariam Barodi, and then her saint name is Saint, or her religious name, Saint Mary of Jesus Crucified. If you can double check that for me, Michael, just so I can tell Rindy this. She's another Carmelite that's very active, okay, in for discernment, okay? And Michael's checking that right now. I would do a novena. Now, before you do the novena, go to confession. Get in a state of grace, okay? Add a little bit of fasting, a little bit. And it doesn't have to be fasting from food, because you just gave birth to a child. So it doesn't have to be fasting from food, just fasting from something. So like, let's say you, there it is. Okay, St. Mary of Jesus Crucified, born Mariam Barodi. Okay, so look her up. She's very active.
Okay.
And St. Therese of the Little Flower. And also, then your patron, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. But Rindy, fasting, you just pull away from something, just offer it up. Say, Lord, I need clarity to this. I need clarity if I should work outside the home or if I should stay with the children at home. Okay. And then, and you can say, I'm going to pull away from 5 minutes of social media. That's a form of fasting. It doesn't have to be food. Okay. So do those things, do the novena, and then that'll put you at about 10 days. So for 10 days from now, we're going to be all praying you get that clarity you need to make a good decision. Now, Rindy, I just will tell you this just from a sister in Christ. I was a stay-at-home mom with my kids. It was the best thing I ever did. It was the apps, and believe me when I tell you, we face the same kind of situations as you're facing with where we lived and the income and all sorts of things. It was so beneficial to my children. I can't even describe it. But I understand when people have the need to, you know, because you don't want to add extra stress. Because, like, here's the thing that people don't think about. Sometimes, if you're in a position where it's costly where you live and things of that nature, and you're making good money, and if all of a sudden that goes away, that's going to put a really heavy burden on your husband and a lot of stress. Well, you certainly don't want your husband to get a heart attack or something. So, I mean, you got to weigh the whole situation, and I understand that. I'm just letting you know from as a sister in Christ that when it was the best thing I ever did to stay at home, and the money did come, God provided, and I was able to get a great job when my children were all in school. So I had that time when they were in school to go to work outside the home. So I'm just letting you know my personal take on it, but I totally understand if, you know, because I don't.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, that's where my heart is being pulled, I think. And it's just, it can be daunting to take that step in, you know, just in faith and to let go and leave behind, something that is comfortable and something that you've, you know, is part of your identity, I guess, and leaving all that behind to kind of to go to start anew. And so that's the clarity I need, because historically, when I've been very poor in being able to make decisions, and that and becoming a Catholic and developing this relationship with God has helped in that. And so, but it still is, uncertainty is hard for me, like it is for anybody.
Sure.
But yeah, so
I totally
hoping for that clarity. So
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh yeah, I totally get it. Rindy, I just want to let you know, when I had to make the hard decision of leaving my job, I loved my job, loved it so very much. And I was climbing up the ladder in the hospitality industry. And I cried like a baby for a week, holding my baby at home, crying with the baby for a week, because it was so devastating. And then I never looked back. And I threw all my trust in the Lord. And so it was, I totally get it. It can be a hard transition. But we're going to pray for that clarity. And would you please call us back and let us know where you're at, what you've decided, because we want to praise God that you did receive that, especially if you take on this beautiful novena, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you for the advice, and I will definitely let you know how it all pans out. I really appreciate your advice and everything.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and whatever you decide, be excited. You just brought another new life into the world, okay? That's awesome. Be excited. Any which way you go, be excited, because you got a beautiful family growing, and that's a wonderful thing. So, Rindy, thank you so much. We expect that call back soon, and God bless you, and congratulations again. Lots of congratulations are coming in about your birth of your newest addition to the group of five there. That's awesome. I love that. Okay, Pamela is up next. Pamela is from Illinois, listening on Alexa. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I didn't really feel this was an urgent call until last night. Our youngest son graduated from college, and he's married, and he had worked very, very hard to get his degree. He and his wife lost a baby 3 years ago. Mm. And since then, she has had another child, and that child is 2 years old. The main gist of my question is, he has been trying endlessly with his company to get a position where he's working days and often the weekends, so that he can help raise and be with his son Finnegan, and he interviews well. They tell him that he's a good candidate and everything. And he was so depressed last night when he called, and my heart just went out to him, because he worked so very hard to graduate from Lewis University and staying up late after work. Mm-hmm. And everything. So I just wish that God would find it in his heart to help him get a day job with this company.
Sure.
And so that he can watch his son grow. I mean, he was really upset. And and then one other thing, my sister, who has dementia, or Alzheimer's, she is in a kind of a bad way, and her husband is non-compliant as far as getting any assistance in the house to help. So that's it. I'm sorry. I went on and on.
No, you did great. Do you feel you know what, Pamela, hang on, because hear the music. Hang on. I just want to ask you a couple of things, and I just want to share something that maybe you could pass on to your son. Debbie from Toronto, hold on. Leslie, hold on. A couple dropped off. I think Constance and a few others dropped off. You can call back. I'll pick up the pace. I promise. This is our urgent prayer request show. Call or text in 833-288-3986. Okay, this is our urgent prayer request show. I'll go really fast, I promise. If you dropped off, call back or text in 833-288 EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Rich on social media and texting is doing such a great job getting me all of the prayer requests. If I don't read them on air, they're in the book. So we're praying. Don't worry about that. I'm going to try to go as fast as I possibly can. Wanted to just do a quick shout out. Another EWTN radio affiliate is celebrating an anniversary. WCLP FM 98.3 serving Lake Placid, New York on the air for 10 years. Congratulations to Deacon John Fellner and everyone at Light of Truth Ministries from your friends here at EWTN Radio. Again, this is the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Please learn about the story about how the hermits lived on Mount Carmel and in the Holy Land. It's just a beautiful story. And then the tradition has it about St. Simon Stock, Our Lady appearing to St. Simon Stock, and then how we now have the brown scapular. I mean, it's just so incredible. Please learn about this feast day. It's important, okay, for our own spiritual journey to enhance it. And we can learn from the lives of the saints. And this title for Our Lady is very special title, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Pamela, couple things. Can you give us, do you feel comfortable giving us your sister's first name who has dementia and your son's first name that's struggling? If you don't, that's okay. I just want to pray specifically.
Okay. Her name is Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And my son's name is Stephen with a V.
With a V. Okay, I was going to ask you that. Okay, cool. All right, so real quickly, Pamela, where is Stephen's prayer life? What is his prayer life like? Is he close to the Lord?
No. Okay. As a matter of fact, he works almost continuously, and he's been unable to attend his wife's church. He was born and raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. My other two sons the same way. They're just non-practicing.
Okay. Okay. I mean, it's not okay, but I understand, I should say. I understand. You're not alone. Okay. Here we go. I want you to print out Psalm 91. Go online, just print out Psalm 91. That's God's protection. Right in the middle of the psalm, it'll talk about where the angels are there to guard and guide. Okay. Psalm 91. Print it out. Cut it down to where he can put it in his wallet, send it to Stephen, or ask him to print it out and put it in his wallet. Let him know that you are going to start asking your guardian angel to work with his guardian angel. Get him to just look at Psalm 91. Tell him that you are going to start praying for him to our Lady and to all the angels and saints to help him with this. You are going to start praying as his mom. Don't even, obviously, if he's not into it right now, it's not going to mean much if you tell him to pray. But ask, just say, Stephen, do yourself a favor. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. Please just keep talking to God. And I, as your mom, will be praying, okay, in that area. And let's see if we can get some help from the angelic realm to help Stephen with this. He cannot lose hope. He cannot fall into despair. That's what the demons want him to do. So he's got to get his relationship on track with God, his relationship. So just ask him to talk to God. You tell him you're going to do the heavy lifting and praying. Can you do that?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
And let us know. But yes. Psalm 91, it is okay. Unbelievable how great that psalm works, because it's reinforcing the mission of the angels, and then the angels can kind of go into action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could I put my other two sons, could you pray for them too?
Sure.
They're in law enforcement, and I worry about their safety.
Okay, give them Psalm 91 too, and the St. Michael prayer.
Okay.
Give them Psalm 91 and St. Michael prayer, definitely, okay, if they're in law enforcement or military. Their first names, please.
Okay. Jeff.
Jeff.
And then Ryan.
Ryan, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to let us know when we can start praising God, okay?
Thank you so much, Debbie. Oh, God bless you and your ministry.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. And Pamela, I've got you in the prayer book too for any private intentions for you yourself. We always pray for the person calling in. So thank you so much for trusting us. Okay, we're going to get to Debbie in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So Debbie's been waiting so patiently, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi. I'm going to make this quick so other callers can get through, but I'm calling for prayers for our fires here in northern Canada, which have gone all the way to southern Ontario. Mm-hmm. And today's the first day that we've seen the sun. We couldn't see the sun at all yesterday and very, very little on the day before. Mm-hmm. And so just prayers for the Lord to send rain. I know that these fires, the smoke has to be affecting Michigan and North Dakota, because there's fires in Manitoba and going west from there. So for the Lord to send his rain upon our land and to help those who are displaced through the fires. There are a lot of people being taken out of their communities and losing their homes. And that's my prayer. I'm also praying Our Lady's mantle consecration right now, and there's fasting involved in that as well. So
perfect.
Just for your prayers, Debbie, please. Thanks.
Absolutely. Forgive me. I should have mentioned that a standard category we have in the prayer book is also for those that are dealing with this, with natural disasters, problems, fires. We looked at the coverage map, and I saw that so much of the country and like you said, in Canada, the fires are out of control. So we are definitely praying, and I've got that all down. One thing that's great that you're doing, the consecration. Also, Debbie, go to St. It was just her feast day. Go to St. Kateri, yes. Tekakwitha. Go to St. Kateri.
Yes.
Okay. She's known to bring rain. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. And Debbie, I put you in the book as well for any private intentions, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You got it. To keep us posted and stay safe. Okay. Leslie's up next from Eugene, Oregon on YouTube. Oh, I'm waving to you, Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
I called about my son, mm-hmm. who seemed to suddenly leave the church a year ago over a girl who was studying the faith, but they had broken up for 6 months. And so he comes from a family. I have 7 kids. My husband passed away about 5 years ago, and even he admits things would be a lot different if his dad was still alive. But all faithful Catholics, 38 grandkids, and he, by all appearances to everybody, was a model faithful Catholic son. Mm-hmm. So this is when he was 31, probably feeling like he's missing out on everything. None of us would attend his wedding, and now he won't let me see the baby.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Okay, so he married the girl, and they're not practicing? Is that what you're saying?
They're going to her church.
Oh, they're going to her church. Is it a non-denominational church? What is it?
It's a Church of Christ.
Okay, so he got married to her. They now have kids. How many children? They baptized?
They just had their first baby. This has all happened in the last year.
Okay, and he won't let you or the rest of the family see the child because you guys didn't come to his wedding?
Well, I actually dropped in unannounced, and they wouldn't answer the door. Mm-hmm. And I said, is there something I should know? Anyway, he finally said that they're not answering the door, especially for somebody unannounced with a new baby. And until you respect her and acknowledge our marriage, don't expect to have a relationship with our daughter. Until you show lasting and, you know, permanent, whatever, you know, like shape up mom.
is it just you? So, yeah, is it just you they're taking it out on, or the rest of the family?
The ones who are standing most against him, his brother, who lives right near me, has had them over, and that's who they called when the baby was born. They called them, but didn't tell the rest of us, even though I had invited him for Father's Day with my 97-year-old dad. We go up after Mass, and he just said, well, we're just hanging around home, not knowing that their baby was already 12 hours old. And then he announced it later. And so 2 weeks later, I thought, maybe I should just drop in. I got really brave and courageous and prayed and went over there, and that's what
happened.
Came
right
back.
So Leslie, have you taken this to your parish priest and asked your priest what you should do about this?
Yeah. The priests have been all involved. One of them was his spiritual director, who I talked to a year ago, and he said, "Was there a girl?" I said, "He didn't tell you about the girl?" So he was basically deceiving all of us. Friends, okay. Family, he was kind of head of the Eugene Catholic Young Adults. He was trying to get someone in a band he's in to go to OCIA mm-hmm. with him.
So he did that. But Leslie, my question is, did the priest give you any advice or counsel in this area to how to reconcile with your son and the girl and now, because now you have a grandchild? Did the priest give any direction in this area?
Okay, not this latest development, which is the last month. Two of our three priests left. We have two new ones. It's like we're in a... They don't even...
they don't know the situation.
...know our family at all. And so it's like... The other priest, though, that he was doing spiritual direction with, he's retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him in adoration that Jesus... I asked Jesus what I should do, and I felt like he said, rest. Just rest. And I told that to the priest, and he got it. Like, don't try to make anything happen.
So just
let it go on for a while.
Yeah. Let it play out. Okay. This is my suggestion. Just take it for what it's worth. I would go back to that retired priest and say, you know, this child is going to start to get older, and raising kids, it goes pretty fast, how fast they grow up. And ask that retired priest if there's a way you can bring your you and the rest of the kids who stood up and decided not to go to the wedding. See if there's a way you can heal this going forward, because I will tell you, just from having lived this for 17 years now and working in this area with trying to help families stay together and things of that nature, the longer time passes, it doesn't always get better. It doesn't always get better. So in this case, time doesn't always heal things. So that's why I'm saying I would get to that retired priest again and say, Father, we want to heal the family. Can you help us?
Okay. He's actually one of those former Episcopalians that's a married priest.
Perfect.
That came into the church.
Pastoral provision. Yeah, I got it. I worked for a priest like that. Yeah, I worked for a priest for 6 years, and he was amazing. He went home to meet the Lord, but amazing. And yeah, he was a married priest. But go back to him and see if see if you can call and just pray about it and see if you can do it. If you guys have to have like a new normal with accepting, you know, the current irregular situation that they're in. Okay, but you got to figure it out with the priests, guiding you. So just explore that before the child gets too old.
Right, okay? And they won't baptize the baby either.
Yeah,
so.
I kind
and
of
in
expected
fact, they
that.
They probably think that if they ever leave me alone with her, which I wouldn't do because it's not an emergency, but
right.
I mean, I asked him, will you do an emergency baptism? And he wouldn't answer. And I said, I believe you would. Anyway, so because I'm one of those moms that was planting miraculous medals and green scapulars.
Right.
And so my son probably doesn't trust me.
That's why you got to bring a priest in, and the priest will say, listen, your mother is not going to emergency baptize the child. Don't worry about that. You want to keep up the family relationships, though, if the family starts to get fractured, that's where the demons can get in and really make it worse. I'm just letting you know, not always, but sometimes. So
yeah. And it's splitting the kids against each other. The ones who are more lenient against the ones who are more strict, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the demons are dividers. So there you go.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there. Leslie, we've got you in the book as well for any private and personal intentions. Keep us posted. Let me know how it goes with the priest, okay? If you decide to go that route.
Okay. Okay, right. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for trusting us. Okay, I'm trying to go as fast as I can, guys. Carolyn in upstate New York is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. You go right ahead.
I'm just calling because I tuned in just as the woman, her name was Rindy, was mm-hmm. considering leaving her job. Right. And I just had to call in. As you said, I did the same thing. I left the job. I was the one getting the health insurance at retirement. You're self-employed otherwise. But I left my job. Everyone thought I was crazy. But when I heard that her confirmation name was Elizabeth Seton, I thought that was the answer from God. Like Mother Seton, right? She, right. You think of her life, didn't have anything. Her family rejected her. She was poor. But look, she became a saint, right? Mm-hmm. And the other mm-hmm. point was, I think only God would put it on her heart to stay home with her children. And it's the devil who's making her feel conflicted. Oh, no, work for your job. Yeah, that's who you are. You need to work, get money. It's a struggle, but there's nothing better. And I'm back to work now, as she said, in my 60s, doing the same job again. And God will just provide. I had 7 kids.
Wow.
They're all grown now, so, yeah.
Yeah.
It all works out. God will always take care of her. So okay. I'll be praying for her.
Yeah, so I hope Rindy... Yeah. Yeah, I hope Rindy is still listening because, you know, she was asking for a clear sign. And Carolyn, as you were sharing about St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and that being her confirmation name, I could feel the Holy Spirit as you said it. I didn't even make the connection. You were so spot on. I mean, and so Rindy is looking for those confirmations. Okay, you brought her a confirmation. I hope I brought her a confirmation sharing my own story. You brought St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in. You know, she's going to take it to a novena. She's going to really try to get full clarity in this area, but you're right. You know, the signs are coming. So there you go. And I love that. And you said you had a big family, 7 children. She's on 5 children. So there you go. See, God's putting together all the puzzle pieces for Rindy to make that really good decision. So wow, I'm so great.
It'll all pay off in the long run.
Yeah, it'll all pay off. Yeah, I believe it. And you know, it's funny that you said that because, you know, when you step away from work, you think you're going to be left behind. It's so amazing how God just lets you jump ahead when you're ready to enter the workforce again. It's amazing when you've kind of tried to do God's will, you know, through your vocation. And I so agree with you, Carolyn, in so many ways. But Carolyn, I just want to say thank you for stepping up because this is how this show works. We as the body of Christ come together to help each other, to heal each other, to give each other comfort, peace, understanding, you know, to inspire, to edify, to really motivate people. And Carolyn, you did that. So God bless you. I put a star next to your name and special prayers for you and blessings today. And I put you in the prayer book. Okay.
If she's still listening, I'm going to light a candle at St. Elizabeth Shrine in Maryland for her.
Oh, good.
I need her for a lot of different things that she always comes through.
Really? St. Elizabeth Ann Seton? Wow. Yeah. And you know what's funny? I really felt prompted by the Spirit to ask her about her confirmation name. I don't know. Normally, I wouldn't have done that. And I don't know why it just came. I know why. It's the Holy Spirit. But it's so interesting. So see, I think there's a confirmation here. Rindy, if you're listening, I hope this reaches you. I hope you go back. And if you are listening, maybe you can call in and just let Matt know that you got Carolyn's confirmation here. Carolyn, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. What a beautiful call. I love the Take Two family. Okay. Lewis is calling in from Silver Springs, Maryland, Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay. Hi, Lewis.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. I was calling because last year I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And this year it has progressed to stage 4. So I'm pretty much calling for a miracle. I'm also calling for my mom who, she's 80 years old and she's mm-hmm. going through a disease of the bones. I think it's atherosclerosis, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it has made her very difficult to move the last couple of weeks. And also with my treatment, you know, I'm actually laying down right now and I'm with a pump, and you know, it looks like you know, I have two tumors that just spread out at the beginning of this year. So anyway, I'm just putting my faith in God, and that He will perform a miracle for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you Catholic? Well, are you Catholic, Lewis?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you have a priest visited you, or have you done gone through the anointing?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're in a good place, in a state of grace. Okay, we're praying. Okay, I've got your mom in the book too. So can you give us your mom's first name?
Sure, her name is Rosa.
Rosa. Okay, beautiful. Okay, and Lewis, you're praying for a miracle. Okay, so you've got to you know, what is that miracle, right? Give you know, what's the definition of that miracle? Is the miracle going to be that you're going to get a full physical healing? Well, of course we're going to pray for that. Is the miracle going to be you're going to be get a full spiritual, you know, beautiful renewal and healing? Well, of course we pray for that. Your soul is the most important, right? So we go big with God, you know, a physical healing, a spiritual healing, emotional, psychological, you know, all, everything. We go huge with God. But Lewis, the best thing in the world is what you said, staying close to God. Getting, like you did with the sacraments, getting right with God and staying close with God. That is the key, and trying to get even closer to God. And of course, offering all this up with everything you're going through to benefit you spiritually, also to benefit your mom, other family members. Everything you're suffering, Lewis, can be used to help others gain you know, just in a beautiful eternity because of somebody saying, I'm willing to offer this up. I'm willing to add this so that it can help others, get to heaven. Lewis, you're in a privileged position. I know you may not feel like it. I know you maybe feel exhausted. You're like, man, I'm hitting the wall here. I don't know what else I can do. You know, stage four it sounds pretty grim. But with God, all things are possible. We know that. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. So we're gonna pray for sure. Okay, but I just want you to know you're in a privileged position. You are the closest to God on this side of the veil. Because of you getting in a state of grace and wanting that and desiring that relationship with Him. So use it to your benefit. Ask God for every grace you can absolutely imagine, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. You're strong. And believe me, my heart breaks because I tell you, cancer is, you know, and having doctors, you know, tell you what it's going to be like or what's going to happen to you. It can feel so lonely, but your guardian angel is right beside you. So make sure your guardian angel comforts you and you get through it together. And you will. Well, however it turns out, you will. But we're going big with God. That we can promise you. All right, sir?
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too. Please pray for us. We are definitely praying for you. Please pray for us. So remember, I said you're so close to God. So ask God to grant all the people that called in today or text in, you know, their needs, you know, to answer them. So that would be great. Thank you, Lewis. Okay, I have exactly 1 minute. Josie is in North Carolina. Josie, you're listening on Sirius XM 130. I'm so sorry. I have 1 minute. Can you condense it down to 1 minute, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Josie, and I always love listening to you because all the advice that you give, it is so good. Mm. My grandson, I have always prayed for him. He loves baseball. He's been doing baseball since he was six. He has now been drafted to the Kansas City Royals, this is going to be a total different ballpark. And I just want him to be safe and, you know, to use his head and to do well because God listens to prayers every day. And he listens to my prayers as well. Mm-hmm. And this is how he got to be drafted. So
congratulations.
He listens to prayers. He really does.
Absolutely. Josie, you know what? Please congratulate your grandson. That's huge. That's wonderful. Again, I mentioned Psalm 91. Print it out for him. Send him a Psalm 91 prayer card. Have him keep it with him in his locker, in his in the sports room, whatever. Just keep it with him. His guardian angels beside him. And remember to guard him, to guide him, to keep him on that straight and narrow. So, Josie, you're awesome. Thank you so very much. And congratulations. Again, Catherine and the others, I'm not going to get to you today, but I'm reading all the prayer requests and everyone that came in by emails and texts. I didn't even get to read them, but I'm putting them all in the prayer book right after this show. Please continue to pray for all these urgent prayer requests, and always thank God because He is working. And Our Lady, she loves us so very much. Thank you to the show team. Matt, Michael, and Rich did a great job. Thanks to everybody. Tomorrow is Describe Your Life Today. That's for tomorrow. See you real soon.